This to you tonight is just as Paul is going to a prayer meeting. That's all he's doing. He's just going to a prayer meeting. And tonight I want to tell you, it's the title of my sermon is this: it's just a prayer meeting. It's just a prayer meeting. It's just church on Sunday. It's just church on Sunday night. It's just church on. It's just a prayer meeting. It's one or two I can miss. It's just a prayer meeting. It's no big deal. It's not that big a necessity. It's okay. It's not that big a deal. It's just a prayer meeting. But tonight I want to show you what all goes on at a prayer meeting. Acts chapter number 16 and verse 13. I would ask you to stand with your Bibles open as we reverence the Word of God. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 16 and verse 13, "And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened." Ain't you glad He opened your heart? Amen. "That she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, 'If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there.' And she constrained us. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation.' And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out the same hour." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I know in the world that we live in, Father, that it's just another prayer meeting. It's just another time to go to church, Lord. I pray we never get that way here, that it's just another prayer meeting, just another time to go to church, Lord God. There's so much goes on when you come to the local body house of where you're going to meet with your people. Come to the local body church. Lord, I pray tonight you be with all the prayer requests. I pray you be with the ones that are sick, the ones that are the cold man that got the report today that Sister Megan was talking about. Lord, I'd pray you'd watch over that and touch him. Lord, I'm just all over the room tonight thinking of people that lifted up names tonight, Father. I pray you touch them in a mighty way, Father. I pray you reach down from heaven. Lord God, that little baby that needs to gain weight, needs to get back to where it needs to be, I'd pray you touch it tonight, Father, in a mighty way. Lord, I love you and I thank you. I pray for little Copeland as he goes next Thursday. Lord, I pray you touch his body. Lord, I pray for the teachers that's in class tonight. Lord, I pray you touch their mouth, anoint them on high. Lord, I pray right now you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord, I pray you'd be with us and watch over us. I love you so much and I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this place. Have your will and way in this service tonight, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Father, I pray for VBS coming Saturday, Lord God. I pray right now, Father, that kids come, and Father, I pray one might be saved come Saturday, Father. Hey, hear the gospel and give their life to you. Be with all the teachers and the one that's going to have a hand in it. Lord, I pray you touch them and bless them. We ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come to Acts chapter number 16, they had just came and they had got in contact with Timothy here, and Timothy joined up with Paul and Silas, and they went about going to preach the gospel. And as Paul and Silas and Timothy went down to the prayer meeting and preached the gospel, if you look in verse number 13, to the women that was there, it's amazing what can be found at a prayer meeting. Did you know that tonight? It's amazing when you come to a prayer meeting, hey, what you can find and what you can find in the house of God. I don't know about you tonight, but if there's one place that I expect to hear from God and hear a word from heaven, it is at the local body church. And tonight I want to show you four things that is found here at the prayer meeting that they went to. Number one tonight, can I say to you in verse number 13 that there is a purpose for a prayer meeting. There's a purpose tonight that we have a prayer meeting on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. It's very important in our life. If you look with me tonight in verse number 13, the Bible says the purpose for the prayer meeting, and on the Sabbath, there it is, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside. And you say, preacher, what is so important about the Sabbath day? It's that day that we keep holy and we remember it. The Bible says in Exodus chapter number 20 and verse number 8, the fourth commandment that it is in the Word of God, the ten commandments that we have, but the fourth commandment is to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And tonight, as we remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy, that's a time that we come to the house of God and we keep it holy. As Paul and Silas went here, they had a purpose for going there. If anybody knew the Ten Commandments and knew what the Bible had taught, it would be Paul. He knew the Word of God. He knew what God had wanted in his life, and he knew exactly what to do. But I see tonight it was on the Sabbath that they went out to the city. They had a purpose. Can I say to you tonight, not only do we must remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy, but we must reverence the Sabbath. And you say tonight, you say, preacher, what is it to reverence the Sabbath day? If you'll turn with me tonight as we're talking about in just an old prayer meeting, there's a purpose for it. Look with me tonight in Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 27 about going to the house of God, about keeping the Sabbath day holy in our lives. Tonight, as we read this tonight, we understand that we must remember the Sabbath day. In the world that we live in, there's a lot of folk that has forgot all about the Sabbath day. They forgot all about worshiping God. They forgot all about keeping it holy. I remember not too long ago when I was a kid, hey, you couldn't get gas on Sunday, nowhere you went. Hey, you couldn't go out and eat on Sunday, nothing was open. But now the world we live in, I tell you what, Sunday is just another day to a lot of people. And there's so many people that are tired and wore out and just physically drained is because they don't have a day in their life that they can set aside and gain rest. Sunday's no different than any other day. But I beg to differ tonight that God set up the Sabbath day that we may have a day of rest. And look what the Bible says in Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 27. The Bible said, and he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man. The Sabbath day was made for you and it was made for me and not man for the Sabbath. And what is that tonight, preacher? What is the importance of that purpose of the prayer meeting? We come in and we get fed at that prayer meeting. We get a time to remember the Sabbath. We get a time to reverence the Sabbath. Hey, but you know what? On that Sabbath day, we get to rest. There's a time in our life that we get to rest. We get to come to the house of God and we get to rest. Can I say to you tonight, coming to the house of God on the Sabbath day, it should be a blessing and not a burden. To many Christians, on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday, it's nothing more than a burden in their life. They have to fit church around their schedule. They have to fit coming to the house of God. They have to fit prayer meeting around their busy schedule. Their schedule ain't open for the things of God, but the things of this world, it's open on every corner. We have no time for God. We have no time. And I want you to know tonight, when you come to that prayer meeting and you sit down and you see that purpose that He brought you here to remember how good God's been to us in that week and to remember and to reverence His holy name, I want you to know you can find rest there in the presence of God. Amen. Here's what he said here in the text in verse number 13. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. He says tonight there's a purpose for prayer meeting. But number two tonight, I want to show you in verse 14 and number 15 tonight, not only there's a purpose for prayer meeting, I thank God tonight for prayer meeting, don't you? I thank God tonight that we can come to the house of God and hear a word of God tonight and hear how important it was in Paul's life that he went to that prayer meeting. He went right where it was. You know, my daughter, she's 19 years old, but she knows on Sunday where we're going to be. Amen. Now, I don't know what she's going to do when she gets out and gets on her own, but when she's under my roof, she knows on Sunday where we're going to be. And that's not because I'm the pastor of the church. Man, that happened before I ever become a pastor. That happened when I got saved and born again and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He put a desire in my life. And I want you to get this. I always joke about this. That's the only day I got an excuse not to work. Amen? Hey, I can rest on that day and take it easy. And it's a blessing in my life. I don't know about you, but I thank God for Sundays, how peaceful they are. But look with me tonight. There's a purpose for prayer meeting, but there's a promise at that prayer meeting. Look what he says in verse number 14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us. Let me give you the promise here. There's a promise at the prayer meeting. They heard. There's a hearing at a prayer meeting. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you get to that prayer meeting, there's a promise there. When you and I gather in here, we're going to hear from from God? Have you ever been out in the world and you ain't heard from Him? You've been out for 14, 21 days. You missed several weeks from prayer meeting and you ain't heard from God and you can't hear Him like you used to. And then you come back to the house of God and somebody gets up and preaches a word of God and it touches that heart. It's important tonight. It's just not another prayer meeting, but it is because of the word of God. There's a hearing at the prayer meeting. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But let me give you this. There's help at the prayer meeting. Not only are there's a hearing, but there's help. Look what the Bible says here. And she worshiped God and she heard us. Now let me say this. She was worshiping God, but she was lost. Hello. She was worshiping God, but she was lost. She was worshiping God, but she was lost. She didn't know who she was worshiping. She knew what she had been taught, but she didn't have a relationship. And when we get here tonight, I want to show you this, whose heart the Lord opened. What happened at a prayer meeting? And if I went around this room tonight, most of us in here, our heart was open at a prayer meeting. Amen? Most of our hearts was open at a prayer meeting. We may not have answered the call to be saved right then, but there was a time in our life that we heard the word of God. He pricked our heart and He opened it for the word of God. And tonight when we get here, there's a promise at a prayer meeting that you, there's a hearing going on and there's a help at the prayer meeting. Look what it said. And whose heart the Lord opened and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And what was Paul speaking? He was speaking the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was pointing them to Jesus that He was the way, the truth, and the life, and that He was God. And that's what he was pointing there. So I see there was a purpose for a prayer meeting, but there was a promise at the prayer meeting. There's a hearing at the prayer meeting. There's help at the prayer meeting. But can I say this to you? There's a hallelujah at the prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You say, preacher, you're so crazy. How you get that? Let me show you this in verse number 15. And when she was baptized, what happens right here when somebody gets baptized? Man, everybody gets to clapping, hooping, and hollering. Why? Because there's rejoicing in heaven over a sinner that repenteth. And to be baptized, you must repent and ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. And that's a hallelujah time. Do you know how many times churches ain't baptized in years? Hey, when you get the report at the end of the year, there'll be several churches in the state of Alabama that's got a goose egg there. They ain't baptized nobody all year long. Friends, there's people dying, going to hell, and they need to be at a prayer meeting. Amen? The importance of a prayer meeting, you can hear there, you get help there, and there's a hallelujah at the prayer meeting. Look at this. And when she was baptized in her household, man, I'm telling you what, she was baptized, her household was baptized, and she besought us saying, let me give you this, when you get to a promise at a prayer meeting and God meets what you need, you will receive the word, a person will be baptized, and they will want to be in fellowship with the local body church. Anybody that's been saved and baptized and don't want to be part of a local body church, they got something wrong with their salvation experience. You say, preacher, that ain't the way it is. Yes, it is. That's the way the Bible is. We become a body of believers in fellowship one with another. If you're saved and baptized and don't like to be around Christian people, you got something wrong. I was talking to a man the other day and I shared this. There's that purpose for a prayer meeting. And there's a promise. And I was talking to him, and me and him, we were just talking. He didn't know that I pastored a church. He knew I pastored a church. He didn't know nothing about this church. Let me say that. And me and him was talking. He had on a Mississippi State shirt logo, big old Mississippi State logo. And he said, you know, I just don't do crowds. I don't do crowds at all. I mean, I don't like to go to a church with a big crowd. I don't do crowds. I don't get entertained with crowds. I don't like crowds. I don't want to do with crowds. I said, man, I understand. Not everybody likes crowds. And I said, you like Mississippi State? And he said, yeah. He said, I got season tickets to the football, to the basketball, to the baseball. You see, there's a promise at the house. When you get saved, you don't care how big the crowd is. Brother Roy, do you care how big the crowd is when it gets here? Do you care how packed it is? Now, a lost man or a man that's not in the will of God, they'll use every excuse they can. Oh, I don't feel comfortable. It's too crowded. It's too packed. The kids run around. They talk. They don't behave. They don't do this. They don't do that. You're looking for something that you don't like so you don't have to go to a prayer meeting. But listen to me. There's power at that prayer meeting. But there's a purpose there and there's a promise. If you will go to that prayer meeting, you will receive something from it every time. That man, I didn't get into it with him. I just said, man, I understand. I hope you get where you can handle a crowd. And I walked off and left him. He never even knew what he said. But in my spirit above spirits, God gave me an illustration right there to use to you tonight. When you get to that place, and you've heard it from people too, I don't do big crowds. I just don't. And some people don't do big crowds. I understand. They don't do big crowds. But if you got season tickets to everything Mississippi State's got, you do big crowds. A stadium probably hold 40,000, I'd figure, on any given Saturday. You let Bama go over there, and it may be 90,000. But we don't do big crowds. Folks, can I say this? Heaven's going to be crowded. Heaven's going to be crowded with people that are saved, bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not perfect people, just saved people. And if I can't get along with you down here, what am I going to do in heaven? At prayer meeting, number one, there's a purpose. Number two, there's a promise. But I also see at a prayer meeting, there are problems. Every prayer meeting will have a problem somewhere. Why? Because we're here. We're all problems. Without Jesus Christ, we're a big mess. With Jesus Christ, we're a maintained mess. Amen? That's what we are. Every one of us. You say, preacher, I'm not that bad. Don't forget. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all, you know how many all is? That's everybody. That's every one of us in this building. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So there's a problem. Not only is there a purpose and there's a promise, there's a problem at every prayer meeting. And you can't look at the problem. You've got to look at why you're there and what God's going to do for you. Because you've come to worship Him. I've heard people say, I don't like y'all's worship at your church. And I'm thinking, when has worship become about you? I don't like how y'all worship. And I'm thinking, that ain't really nothing. I mean, I don't understand. I can't get that. I don't like how you worship. I don't like the worship. And I don't understand how you don't like the worship, because we're not worshiping you. You shouldn't be getting nothing out of worship. You shouldn't get nothing out of worship, because you're not the one being worshiped. You're giving worship up. I just don't understand that. Let me share this with you tonight. There's a problem, and here's where the problem lies. Not only is there a purpose for prayer meeting, not only is there a promise at the prayer meeting, but there's a problem at the prayer meeting. Look at me in verse 16 and 17. And it came to pass. Anytime you get at a prayer meeting, you remember this, no matter what church you attend, it's going to come to pass. There's going to be a problem. Because we are people. There's going to be a problem. And it came to pass as we went to prayer. Man, there shouldn't be no problems when you go to pray. Should they? You ask my wife, I can be getting on to Kaylee or whatever. And then we sit down and they say, are we going to pray? And I'm thinking, what good is it going to do to pray now? We've done had a come to Jesus meeting. Now we want to talk to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't live that way? Uh-oh. On the way to church on Sunday morning, everybody's having a fit and coming unglued. And then you pull up the church parking lot and everything's happy and it's grinning. Y'all's house ain't like it. Man, y'all some perfect people, let me tell you. Man, there's been times I've had a blowout coming over here, just come unglued. And then Katie's like, Daddy, are you still going to preach this morning? I'm like, yes. I got 45 minutes. Just give me time to unwind a little bit. And I'm thinking, if you wouldn't have got on my nerves, but anyway. See, we're going to prayer. See, I want you to get this. I want you to get this tonight. You say, it's just a prayer meeting. You're going to get something from it. And there's going to be problems when you get here, and you're going to see people that's got problems. But remember, you got problems too. Verse 16, here's the problem. And it came to pass as we went to prayer. Paul said, man, we was going to pray. And a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsay. She was a fortune teller, soothsay, and she was bringing them gains. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, he said, well, what's wrong with that preacher? That spirit that woman had, she was saying these men love Jesus and they're telling the way. She didn't know Jesus. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of the same hour. Can I say to you, when there's most of the time when there's a problem at a prayer meeting, somebody's possessed with a spirit that shouldn't be there. She was possessed with a spirit that should not be in the house of God. Can I say tonight, whatever gets on you before you come to church, you need to be prayed up and talked up with God and what God would have you to do when you walk in. Don't walk in with that attitude. Walk in ready to worship and serve Jesus Christ. That will hinder a service quicker than anything. Lord said, the same followed Paul and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. But she's possessed with a spirit. It says she had a divination or a python spirit. That'd be a snaky spirit, one that would bite you, that would get on you, that you need to get away from. There's some people in this life that's got a snaky spirit about them. Don't you get around them. Don't you let them bite you. They want to be in control and they have an evil spirit. There's always problems in the local body church. He said, what should you do with that spirit, preacher? That spirit wants to destroy a real prayer meeting. That spirit wants to destroy a real prayer meeting. Have you ever been in a meeting, and man, I'm talking about the Spirit of God be moving and really be working in a person's life, and something would happen and it would interrupt that meeting? Oh, I've seen it many times. Spirit wants to destroy a real prayer meeting. It'll stick its head up. It'll speak up. It'll stir up. But it must be called out. You know what Paul did here? He knew there was a problem. And he knew this lady was bringing a problem into the local body church. She didn't have a spirit, a Jezebel. And Jezebel is not prostitution or whoredom. Listen to me. That spirit of Jezebel, not here, but is found in a lot of local body church, is the spirit of intimidation and manipulation. People try to intimidate you and manipulate you. But listen tonight, that's not of God. If you come in the local body house of God and you come to a prayer meeting and there's somebody intimidating you, that's not of God. And if they try to manipulate you, that's not of God. We're here to love one another and love Jesus Christ. There's a problem at the prayer meeting. Possessed with a spirit, it was snaky, it was not right, and Paul had to do something. I see when you go to a prayer meeting, it's just a prayer meeting, preacher. Why should I go? Number one, there's a purpose for prayer meeting. Number two, there's a promise at the prayer meeting. Number three, there's a problem at the prayer meeting. Just a problem. And what do you do? What do you do when there's a problem? What do you do at your work when there's a problem? Do you quit? No, you don't quit. You keep on keeping on. Because there's power at the prayer meeting. There's power. And will you and I stick together and do not let problems mess us up, we'll be stronger than we ever have been. There's power. And we're two or three together in my name, there I'll be in the middle. That's why, prayer meeting is important. 60 to 70 people in here tonight. You said, I don't know how many's gathered for the right reason. I don't know. But I know tonight God's in the house. Because he said, we're two or three are gathered together in my name. I'm gathered for his name tonight, ain't you? For the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I know there's power in the house. Let me show this to you in verse number 18. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. You know, spirits, them spirits are here. You can rebuke them spirits. I don't know about you, but boy, evil spirit get on you, it'll ride you for a long time. And in your own power, it won't do a bit of good to rebuke it. So, preacher, how do I get that mess off me? How do I get that off me? The only way you can do it is rebuking it in the name of Jesus Christ. And you got to believe it. You got to believe it. I share this all the time, and I'll be quick on the power. We was at Broken Lives one night, and there was this man there, and after the service was over, he was standing there, and he had an unclean spirit. And he was standing there with his arms up like this, and I promise you, you could take a 20-ounce bottle and pour it over his head and down his arms, and they would not water run off of it no quicker. You couldn't make water run off of it no quicker. And he was just standing there. He was wrapped up with bandages from there up on both arms, just standing there. And Brother David Whitaker was with us. And Brother David's probably, he's 6'5", 6'4", 6'6", something. And this guy's about my height or shorter. And he's just doing this with his eyes closed. And man, people have been saved, and it was just a great spirit in there. And when Brother David went over there to talk to him, he just going to grab him on the arm. He just said, hey, man, you okay? He jumped up on his neck. And Brother David's he's tall, and got him in a headlock and had him just as tight as he could get him. And we all just got a hold of that man and got him down the altar. I don't remember, Brother Jerry may have been with us. I think he was. I can't remember who all was with us. And we got him down. Listen to me tonight. It's not in us. It's in Jesus. He said, preacher, this ain't real. When you get outside these four walls, you see things that are real. When you go to a prayer meeting, you see things that are real. Not everybody's deacons. Not everybody's Sunday school teachers. Not everybody dresses right, acts right, and lives right. Amen? And we got down to that altar and got praying with that man. Brother Keith Rudy was with us that night. I remember that. And got down to that altar there, and Brother Tony was with us, I believe, that night. And Brother Eric, I can't remember. But anyway, got down to that altar, and this man was sweating so bad and going so crazy. And he was bucking. Every time he'd go down, he'd try to throw us off. And there were six or seven grown men over him praying, holding him down, praying over him. And it was all that little old fella, little as he was, for seven grown men to do, to hold him down there. We kept speaking scripture over him, praying in the name of Jesus, asking God to bless that man, help that man, get that spirit off him or out of him. If he's saved, get it off of him. If it's in him, save him. So what do you, talk to me, preacher, what do you mean there? If you're saved, the spirit can come on you, but it can't come in you. Where the Holy Ghost is, that other spirit can't come. But a man that is lost, that evil spirit can come inside that individual. And as he would buck there and he would do, we just kept holding him down there. And all of a sudden, that man, there was stuff come out of him. I can't explain to you what all was on that altar. And as he bucked that last time, he just laid flat down and gave completely up. When we got up from there, man, there was people done gone. They done got out of there. It was completely gone. It was an empty house. Us and that one man laying there at that altar. We went and got Brother Tommy, brought him back, told him what had happened. He'd been watching us on camera anyway. And he said, I'm going to take him in there. They took him in a room, and for about 5 days, he sat there and they had the Bible playing constantly over him, just constantly scripture over that man and over that man, over that man. Come to find out, the reason he was bandaged from there to there, he'd been trying to kill himself. He had an evil spirit on him that he was trying to kill himself. When we left that night before we got in the van, I said, listen, guys, that spirit that was in here tonight, it can get on you. Let's pray before we get on that van, believing that that spirit's not going to ride us. And that spirit, y'all listen, y'all understand this tonight? I'm not crazy. I'm telling you the honest God truth. I said, guys, let's pray that spirit don't get on us. We got on that van, went and ate Mexican and come home. And for 6 months, I couldn't understand what was on me. For 6 months, I couldn't understand what was riding my back, wearing me out, wearing me up one side and down the other. You know what it was? It was that spirit that was on that man. He couldn't get in me, but he rode me every day of my life. As a pastor of a church, I knew what to do, but for 6 months, I didn't rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I tried to read my Bible. I tried to pray. I tried to fast. I tried to study. I tried to do everything. And every time I would, it would be something come my way. And eventually, you got to that place where the only power I had was in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, can I say to you, that spirit is real and it kills. And Paul said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you. We have no command over evil spirits, but only through the blood and the power of Jesus Christ and in the name of Jesus. Let me show you this tonight, as I show you this in the text, the power that you find in a prayer meeting. You said, preacher, how would y'all want to handle that over there? I wouldn't know what to do, wouldn't know how to handle it if it hadn't never went to a prayer meeting. Hadn't never heard somebody preach on it, talk about it. I'd have been there trying to get him to the doctor. Doctor, he didn't need a doctor. He needed the great physician. I'm just saying. Look what he says here. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. At the name of Jesus, he called, and that demonic power to remove any hindrances came out at the prayer meeting. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 20. It's just a prayer meeting. Why is it important? There's purpose there. You're going to learn. There's a promise there. And when a problem rises, you'll have the power in the name of Jesus to take care of it. Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 20, if you will. That power at the prayer meeting. Let's go to Matthew 18, verse number 19. The Bible says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Tonight, prayer meeting is important. You find out who's on your side and who's against you. One night at my home, and I had to go here for the power, my phone rung at 1 o'clock in the morning. And there was a man on the other end, and he was very, very not doing good. And I told him, I said, well, I'm not coming tonight. It's thunder and light, and I got a family at home. I'm not coming tonight. And he kept on. Listen to me tonight. I'm talking about, you got to know the power lies in Jesus Christ and not in you. And I said, I'm not coming. And this man's done dead now. He's done passed. I said, I'm not coming. And he said, and you call yourself a preacher. And that's kind of like throwing fuel on the fire, you know? I said, I'll be there in just a minute. I hung up the phone. Brandy said, you're not going. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. We got two babies. You're not going. She said, you're not going. She said, you're going to get killed going over there. He done told you what he's going to do. I said, well, I got to go. I called Brother Riley Cagle. I said, Brother Riley, you awake? No, but I am now. I said, good. I said, meet me at the crossroads if you don't mind. Meet me at the crossroads. Don't wear your uniform, but bring something to protect us. I said, preacher, you crazy. This happens. Folks, we don't live in an easy world. It ain't all easy. there's problems. And that man wanted us to come pray with him, and he had a problem. He really did. And when Brother Riley got in the truck, all I could think about, man, this man ain't even married yet. He's living in upstairs that are in town, up in the top of them. What about if we get over here and something goes crazy? Now it's done 2 o'clock in the morning. I told Brother Riley, I said, let's pray before we get over there. And we stopped, we prayed, and we pulled up at his house. And when we got out and walked to the front door, he slammed the door open in my face. And first thing he done was doing that there in my forehead, telling me what I needed to do. And brother, I told Brother Riley, I said, it's going to be okay. And that man, when he finally got done poking, I don't know how many times, he started squalling. And he said, I need help. I need help. And I need you to pray for me. Listen to this. As we got to praying with that man, he started going, there's another problem, crazy. And we got him on his ottoman there at his house, and we started praying that God would move on him and touch him. About 4 o'clock that morning, that man finally got rest from his situation. You said, preacher, that ain't, you can ask Riley Cagle, he won't give you the name, but he'll tell you that he went. Folks, there's people in the world that we live in that has problems. And they're looking to you and me, and we don't have, only answer we got is the name of Jesus. Anytime you go to a place like that, you're going to be eat up if you go in your own power, your own strength, in your own mind, and your own thoughts, and what you think will work. Got to go in the power of Jesus. When Paul went here, he went in the power to that prayer meeting. And tonight, if you get nothing out of this, remember this. When you walk this week, no matter where you go in the power of Jesus Christ. You go in the power of Jesus Christ. So, preacher, it's just another prayer meeting. You don't know what tonight you're getting ready for the rest of the week. The week after. And the week after. Brother Riley was a young man then, but it taught him so much. You'd be surprised what a prayer meeting will do. Not every prayer meeting's at the body at the local body church. Some prayer meetings are going to call you out at your workplace. They're going to call you out. Your family's going to call you out, going to need prayer. Somebody's going to call you out. And you're going to have to be ready to go in the power of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I thank God that it's just not a prayer meeting. There's a purpose. There's a promise. When I go to a prayer meeting, I'm going to meet with God. That's what a prayer meeting is. I'm going to meet with God. No matter the problem, there's power in the name of Jesus. Tonight, if you say, preacher, I got so much going on, if you just knew, remember this, God's on the throne. Amen? Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you right now as life has happened to all of us in this room, Father. I thank you for the experiences in my life. Father, where I've seen you reach down on 2 different men at 2 different times, and Lord God, you just broke them in their spirit. You broke them right where they're at in the name of Jesus. Not no power that we've done, not nothing we can do, but only in the name of Jesus Christ. And it was all because of a prayer meeting. And Lord, I pray that as every day we wake up and we hit our feet on the floor, that we thank you for another time to go out and share the good news, share the gospel, share your mercy and your grace. Lord, I thank you that Sunday's coming, Lord God. It's a day of rest, day to remember and to reverence you, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that you move on this congregation. Lord God, I pray right now that when VBS comes Saturday, Lord God, they be kids that get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you for the examples that's in this place tonight that has fought in the name of Jesus, Lord God, tonight. We know tonight it's not a flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle tonight, Father God. There's a spiritual battle going on. And Lord God, tonight, the only way we're going to win that spiritual battle is through the name of Jesus. Father, I love you and I thank you. Whatever anybody's got going on tonight, I ask them to call on you. And you meet that need in their life tonight so there be no doubt that you're on the throne. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You are dismissed.